I'd like to first quickly go over two important procedures. The first one is the emergency procedure we need to follow if there is an accident or illness. The second one is the procedure we need to follow if we notice a suspicious person in the office area. If an employee or customer gets ill, or if there is an accident in your office, first call 911. Give the dispatcher your name, the name of the company, the building name and address, the floor number, and the details of the illness or accident. Make the person comfortable, but avoid moving the person. When you have finished the 911 call, you need to call the security office at 403-400-3400. Provide them with the same details you gave the 911 person and ask them to meet EMS at the entrance of the building. As you know, all the office areas are secured and access is restricted to only our employees and the tenants' employees. Our visitors and the tenants' visitors have to go through security to enter the restricted office floors. There was an incident recently in which a man who did not have security clearance entered the tenant's office area without permission. He followed one of the employees into the elevator and then into the office area. Luckily, the employee suspected there was something wrong and called security. If someone follows you into the elevator and you think the person is acting suspiciously, ask the person to use their access card in the elevator. Do not do this if you do not feel comfortable speaking to the person. Contact security with the description of the person immediately once you have entered your office.